morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Brad Baker is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. He always joins us the day after, the Wednesday after the committee meetings. That's kind of like the agenda review meeting in Santa Rosa County. Brad, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. When are y'all going to change it from committee meeting to agenda review officially? When are you going to change that name?
Yeah. It doesn't matter, does it really?
Fair enough. I'll allow it. A couple of clarification things. One thing that's going to be on the Thursday agenda to officially pass is the renewal of the Santa Rosa School District 0.5% sales tax, right?
That is correct. The board of county commissioners has approved the ballot language, and even though this is a school board initiative, you know, they had to bring their referendum wording and resolution to our board. So the board did move that to the consent agenda. That'll be on the November 3rd general election ballot along with Santa Rosa County. So we approved our wording at a recent one, and the ordinance will be coming, I believe, at the next meeting after it completes advertising. So both of those renewals, and I reinstate that, renewals of 0.5 cent will be on this coming November ballot.
Each of those is good for how much money? And they're separate, but we have them now, okay? So it's not like this would be a new tax. This would be a renewal of the existing tax. But how much revenue is each of those, ballpark?
Yeah, ours generates roughly $16 million.
Okay.
Somewhere in that range annually.
Same. So, and since it's the same tax, it'd be the same for the school board. So about $16 million. Yep. So if you want to forsake $16 million of capital improvements every year, then, you know, don't vote for it. If you want to keep capital improvements and road funding going, you know, although $16 million doesn't buy what it used to, but it does, it is not zero. That's the important part. So again, the local option sales tax for the county has already been approved as the referendum question. The school board one is going to be approved, I would assume. It's on the consent agenda on Thursday, and those will both be on the November ballot. How concerned are you that, I mean, you know, voters or Santa Rosa voters or, you know, how concerned are you having both taxes to renew the same year?
Oh, it's definitely concerning. I hope the people will pay attention and get educated and understand what it really does. I mean, it is limited to capital infrastructure, so roads, drainage, things like that. For hours, the school board is limited to facilities. So, you know, I'm definitely concerned, especially with two being on there. It's going to be on the back of the ballot, as it always is, because that's just how local stuff falls to the end. So it's very concerning if people would understand the impacts of that. I mean, $16 million a year. Right now, the board puts 60% of that to roads. So, you know, just over $9 million, doing rough math like you were earlier.
Nah.
Nine
How'd you like my explanation of millage, though? It was clear, right?
I did like that.
Thank you.
I did like that. So, yeah, you know, we move a lot of capital projects. We have a lot on the list that, you know, we'll be bidding out that Woodbine interchange from Para through Vinewood, widening and improvements, along with some other capacity in that area. So, I mean, that's estimated engineering $26 million for just a little over a mile, a complicated mile. But, you know, roads cost money and capacity costs money, and we've been investing in that. So just get educated and help us, you know, fix the woes of the past in Santa Rosa County.
And by the way, that I wanted to kind of mention that for a second. You guys were talking about that. And for anybody who knows the Five Points area, this is very important to you. That's a crucial intersection in Santa Rosa County. If you don't drive through there, maybe not as interested. But I want, for the people who know that area, can you tell them, if this all gets done and approved and funded, you were talking a lot about Tunnel Road. You were talking about how traffic is going to flow through there. What is the real plan here? What is going to change from people's on-the-ground driving perspective?
Well, lane capacity would be one thing. Intersection improvements. We've already done some light timing, but obviously it'll be more effective when there's more lanes to cue people in and make the intersection more functional. It will allow, you know, we have that suicide lane on Woodbine Road. It'll allow us to do some improvements to that past the Tunnel Road area. you know, we are looking at taking the Berry Hill connector or Berry Hill Road straight across by the Circle K, so you don't have to turn left and then turn right to get on the Quintet. The other thing, it'll be a limited access.
By the way, I know for people who don't know the area, you're like, I don't know these names. But my producer, John, who lives in Milton, is like, he's yes, 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 everything you say. Right, John?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so go ahead, Brad. Keep talking.
Yeah, so limited access means that you're not going to just be able to turn wherever you've been turning, you know. So we've planned out the intersections, the one that make the most sense. Of course, like I told the commissioners, when you do limited access, like, it's going to make some people really happy, and it's going to make some people not happy mm-hmm. because they're going to have to change their traffic pattern. But I think with all the improvements, it will make a marked difference. Like we're seeing at Highway 90. I mean, Highway 90, we're looking at expanding some of that stuff. It didn't quite do what I was hoping it would do on all fronts, but it has made a marked improvement in the same thing there at Woodbine and Shemuckle Highway, that 5 points interchange. You know, we're in design on Berry Hill Road for four laning that. That first leg will be from 5 points down to the creek, basically. So, you know, lots of exciting stuff, but it does cost a lot of money. You know, if we'd have done this 20, 25 years ago, it would have been much easier. But like you said, people in Santa Rosa are very conservative, and, you know, we haven't had a millage increase in quite some time. Don't anticipate one. So, right. You know, we have to deal with whatever funding source we can. And that half cent, what I like about that is it allows everybody who shops in Santa Rosa County, and we're putting more opportunities to shop in Santa Rosa County is coming. So, you know, it gives us the opportunity to spread that love to our visitors and people passing through, et cetera.
Somebody asked a question, is there somewhere that they can see actually on a map the plans for the 5 points improvement? Is that in the backup, the visual? Because I'm the same way. Just show me on a map.
This, it was in a previous discussion, and I can work on getting that posted on our webpage. The design that the commissioner wants to talk about Thursday on the regular agenda for Tunnel Road, there is a map on there.
Okay.
That's what kind of got the back and forth discussion going when we're limiting access. Do we want to do that now? Or do we want to wait? So we'll see how Thursday expands on that. But we'll be bidding that hopefully in July. We're working out some gas line conflicts and adjusting some drainage so we don't have to move as much gas line and all that. And you can just imagine the utility conflicts at that 5 points interchange with power, with water, with sewer, with gas.
If I read the Tunnel Road change correctly, it will basically make it so you can't go straight across at that intersection because westbound Tunnel Road is going to bend down to hit a 90 off Quintet instead of that oblique angle that it's got now. And you just won't be able to drive straight across there in anything like the current way people might do. And that will improve traffic because you won't have the conflicts caused by people trying to cross. Do I have it right?
For that one.
For that one, right.
Go back to the original discussion. If you go to the other end of tunnel where it hits Shemuckle Highway, that's where when we do the four-lane, the widening, the limited access, there will not be a cut-through. So there'll be no desire to come down Quintet Road from Escambia County, turn left on the Tunnel Road to turn left on Shemuckle because you can't turn left on Shemuckle after we do these improvements.
Okay,
and
so it's really...
where you see the people stopping, the people getting rear-ended, like the poor young lady who got killed out there. That's the improvements we're talking about. But what this will do is, yes, it'll make it where you can't go straight across, take out some of the conflicts. I think a turn lane, we'll probably have that discussion on Thursday. Does a turn lane make sense? When there was a previous rezoning, they showed some videos they had done to make their case, and it actually said, wow, a turn lane would probably solve 95% of the problems there.
And so, again, just for clarity, if people are doing what you say, coming from Escambia, they're going to take Quintet all the way down to 5 points to come back up Shemuckle Highway. That's at the Circle K. That's the plan because you don't want them doing the cut-through because that's creating the problems. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and that's a great example of making traffic harder to make it better. You know, because sometimes the problem is the thing people are doing that they think is shorter that winds up creating the conflicts that you have to kind of prohibit because that's the source of the problem. I mean, I don't know that intersection as well as I wish I did, but that explanation, at least that makes sense to me. Anything else that was on the agenda from last night or from yesterday morning that you want to highlight for people or mention to them that's going to come up on Thursday?
No, it was. I mean, we've got a lot of neat stuff going on. We're continuing to move forward with our wastewater treatment plant out in the industrial park. And that'll bring some needed jobs to Santa Rosa County, some nice high-paying jobs. Doing some drainage repairs down at Oriole Beach Elementary School that have long-term standing flooding problems.
The conversation about the speed enforcement at the school zones, which really that's already been passed. This was only the contract to enter into the engagement, but Major Bringman's did such a good job of answering the objections. The short thing that people want to know is this allegation that there's going to be license plate reader flock style cameras on the posts in the school zones, and we're just turning Santa Rosa into a giant surveillance network. False, right?
That's correct. It is not. They will all be activated if you go over 10 miles an hour above the school zone when the school zone is active.
Right.
So they have to be reviewed by a sworn law enforcement. And if you didn't follow the previous conversation, what right. is shocking to me knowing the school zones is we had some people doing 72 mile an hour in our school zones during a flashing 25 mile an hour school zone, 72 miles an hour. From the data we collect.
It's crazy.
I mean, that's just crazy.
And the expectation is from other places where this has been tried is a reduction of 90% to 94%. So a real impact. You know, if you're the kind of person that squeals every time you see these people speeding through the school zones, this is your project, man. Like, this works. So, you know, I'm a believer in it as well. I think it makes sense. And I like what Bobby Burkett said. You know, look, if you're going to vote me out of office for trying to save kids' lives, we'll go ahead and do it. Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker, again, the regular meeting is going to be on Thursday. Brad, as always, thank you so much for the time. I know you guys have your big, emergency activation exercise going on tomorrow. Best of luck. I hope it goes well. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Take care.